Today's podcast is sponsored by Precision Auto Services. The Trinidad-based auto service company is a veteran-owned mobile shop specializing in lube, tune-ups, shocks, and brakes, as well as auto detailing. They will come to you instead of you coming to them. Call them for an appointment at 719-680-1409 or 719-220-0488 or online at precisionautosvcs.com. Today is Friday, April 9th. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm your host, Ben Mandiel. The weather is sunny today, with an expected high near 65. Tonight should be mostly clear again, with lows around 37. Now, here's the headlines for the day. More details emerged in the murder that happened in Raton the 1st of April. David Morgan, the suspect in the case, called dispatchers to inform them that he had just shot his neighbor. When police arrived, they recovered the gun and took Morgan into custody. Morgan had a scheduled pretrial detention and preliminary hearing set for today. A drive-by shooting in the 100 block of West Goddard Ave Wednesday night led to no injuries or deaths. TPD detectives were investigating the incident Thursday morning. City Council had a disruptive group of guests at its Tuesday night meeting. About an hour and a half into the meeting, a group of Zoom bombers overwhelmed the meeting with racist and sexually explicit comments, both auditorially and through the chat function on the conferencing software. City officials did not know the bombers and said that going forward, it considered trying the waiting room function on Zoom. The community pushed back against TSD1 at a special meeting Tuesday night to discuss the potential consolidation of schools in the district. Parents and students had concerns of student safety and tradition. Some community members did say that it could lead to greater efficiency in the district. TSD1 staff met Thursday night to discuss the same consolidation. The staff showed great concern for student safety, especially during a lockdown. Lifetime, the national fitness company, has announced a new race series to be held in Trinidad and Los Animas County. The event will feature both bikes and running races. General registration for the event opens April 13th at 9 a.m. Now, a letter to the editor to highlight. Primero school officials responded to criticism over class funding issues. A March 19th letter to the editor claimed that Primero School was not acting in the best interest of its class of 2020 in terms of senior class trip funds. The class of 2020 petitioned the school board to request a delay in fund expenditures for people interested in going on a trip a year after graduation. As of March 19th, 2021, none of the said funds had been spent, and the district is planning on sending each student's portion to an academic scholarship to help with their continued education. That's the news for the day. Have a good one.